The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning wherever you may be right now, and welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful day. And of course, if you're here and your Rogers Rogers provides a service for you, I'm sure you've had a very hard Friday, probably part of Saturday as well, but it is what it is. We're back up, we're running, everything's good. And for all those like myself who was held captive, the worst has passed, and hopefully we will never have to go back there again. So today, we're talking about waking up, as we always do. We're raising you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to wake up and be alert, to arrive at your full potential, to learn who you are and to know thyself. What we talk about is getting you to live the best life possible. How do you get to understand all that you can about being human, or understanding the will and the strength or the desire that's within all of us? Our show talks about waking up. Open your eyes. Realize that because you were told a story a very long time ago, probably by your relatives, ancestors, everybody, that you believe that you're limited. We're here to tell you that you're not. You're limitless. You have this great potential with you to achieve all the things that you desire, all the success that you want in life, regardless of what it is and whatever your version of success is. So we talk about waking up and coming to a reality of knowing that through spiritual guidance and through good living and just being a good person, you will accomplish all that you want to accomplish. Everything is yours. Wake up. Open your eyes. Welcome to the Barrington Awaken Show. We talk every Sunday at 3 p.m. at this time, and the show is repeated every Thursday at 10 p.m. just for you or your convenience. We talk to everybody who wants to learn about spirituality. We want you to wake up. Wake up and understand that there is no limit to you. And wherever you are now in your life is a thought or the ideas that you carry in your head that has brought you to this point. Also, and equally, if you want to change that, you have the ability within you, abilities within you, to wake up. Wake up and open your eyes. Live the full potential of being human beings. We never leave this place. We get a body from time to time. When this one is too old, broken, or diseased, we lay it down. We get a new one, and the process begins, it starts again, just like a conveyor belt, and we just continue to rotate. There is no up there, there is no down there, there's only an in there, which is in your mind, and whatever it is that you hold in your mind is what you're walking towards. Hopefully, it's good, great, good potential, hope, desire, and all the things that you want is the image that you should hold within your mind. Today, we're going to talk about how we can fashion what we want simply by painting the image of what we want out of life within ourselves, follow it, spend some time with it, learn about it, research it as best as you can, lean on those who are doing it, lean away from those who are causing a negative pull, negative energy, bad mood, sad. If you can, walk away from it, because you, like everyone else, could become a product of the environment that you're a part of. And you will believe that to be the truth, though it may not be productive for you. Because you are there, you will endure whatever exists within that circle. If you are standing outside in the rain without an umbrella, you are going to get wet. There's no two ways about that. Therefore, you have to make a conscious effort to find a good place, to be with good company, to be with people who you consider that are successful, and their ideas will become yours simply because you share the same space. Equally, if their ideas are bad and you're with them, please remember you are sharing the same space. The old saying is a birds of a feather will flock together because they're sharing the same space. You and your friends have the same ideas because you're sharing the same space. If it's not productive for you, maybe you want to consider finding a new space, a new thought, a new idea, new ideas. The whole idea of this is to wake up. A good place to start is to believe if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. You are here to protect you and to be the best you that is possible. You want to create the environment for that to happen. Whatever you plant, so shall you reap. If your ideas are negative, you will know that the outcome won't be as productive as you hope. Whatever you put in is what you'll get out. Please be mindful of putting in good things that's going to be productive for whatever your idea of success is. There isn't another person out there, and this is going to lead us into our topic today, there isn't another person out there that could read your future, tell you your purpose, give you the best way of life. What they are doing is giving you their own opinion. Nobody but you will know your purpose. The only way another will know that is if you tell them, and you can only tell them after you have found it for yourself. Therefore, it is your duty to find your purpose, and please do and live it to the best of your ability. It is your birthright. You had come here for this. Find it. It's within you. It's in that tool bag box I talk about a lot, and everything that you hope to accomplish, the method is within you. If you succeed, it's because you believe you are going to succeed. And if you fail, the equal is true. Change your thoughts. Change the way you look at life. See what it is that you want to accomplish and hold an image of it and move towards it. You only have to hold the image. I've heard many times of people putting up a picture of something that they desire or want in life, and just by having it there and thinking about it and seeing it, they are moving towards it. And equally, if it's negative, you're also moving towards that. Wake up, everybody. Remember, we talk about spirituality, we talk about the best you, we talk about you living your full potential. This is what we aim to do. But by doing that, we have to wake up. Your cup is full. Figure out see what's in it, the content of it. You may have to empty some of it and refill it with other ideas, whatever it is that you hope to accomplish. Your cup is too full right now. If you're not happy, you have to remove some of that and replace it with good stuff, better. If you're sad, you have to replace that. You have to refill the cup. In doing so, we talk a lot about meditating and removing from you what is not necessary, removing the negativity, removing the things that's probably holding you back or keeping you stuck. If you believe that you are stuck, if you believe that you can't go any further, you have the ability to change that belief, change the image, change the picture that you're looking at all the time in the mind, and put something that's going to be more pleasant, whatever that may be. Wake up and welcome to Barrington Awaken. It's a beautiful day for this topic, and please, remember, all that you accomplish in life, be it good or bad, or however you label it, it was by the thoughts that you're holding. So if you hope or want to change any of it, you may or you will have to change your thoughts. And that will change maybe the environment or the pattern. And do not allow yourself to ride down the hole of negativity, because it leads to nowhere. It leads to a place that you may not enjoy. So we have to learn how to change the way we see things, the way we see ourselves. And the best route to success is for you to be successful with you. Be happy and be content with who you are. If you aim for success, it will come. So make that your focus. Work towards whatever it is that you hope to accomplish. Remove from you the things that's weighing you down. I have said many times, if you want to go for a leisure walk, it's pointless to bring the heavy load with you. Put it aside, get rid of it, remove it. Wake up. The stories that we were told many, many years ago, we believe it. And we're so convicted by the belief that we hold it as truth. You need to know if it's true. Do not accept it because somebody else is telling you it's true. You must be mindful that other people's truth isn't necessarily yours. It's relative to opinion. And if it's a good one, they'll believe it's truth. Some people believe slavery is good, but how could it be? Let's ask the people who are being enslaved. Or let's ask the lion who had to eat a zebra for dinner. Let's ask the zebra if that was a good idea. It's how we look at it. We want to be objective at all times, and we want to open our minds to see our best way forward. If you're causing harm to others, it might not be the best way. If you're happy and you're content with yourself and you're not fighting a life of insecurity or fear, you're doing very well. Keep it up. Get that picture of what you want in life, post it somewhere in your mind, in your vision, in your topic, in your conversation, and eventually you lead towards that success, whatever that may be. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, listening to the show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking a part of your Sunday to be here today. We're going to talk about a lot about voodoo. Before I get into that, or black magic, or casting a spell, guzu, if you want to call it that, or obia, which is what I'm most familiar with. It all leads back to black magic, and it all leads back to BS. Because it's only true if you believe it's true. If it was an absolute truth, the world we live in would be quite different. I know nobody has that ability to tell you what your purpose is. And if they don't know your purpose in life, it's going to be very difficult for them to tell you what your future is going to be. They are making it up. I said all of this because I was approached a couple days ago in the local food, a grocery store, and some gentleman was going to tell me my future, and he thought I was bound for success, and there's somebody blocking me with their negative spell that apparently was cast on me. I asked him if he thought that his creator created him to con people. He said no. I said, well, you know that you're a liar. And that was the end of our conversation. Everybody all the time will continue to get one up on you because they're telling you that they have special powers. Well, they don't. There is no special powers. We came here the same way, by the same method, and we have the same abilities, every single one of us. You may not have practiced it. You may not look like the Lou Ferrigno or Arnold Schwarzenegger because you didn't practice lifting weights. But if you did, you would, or you could. Therefore, it's what we believe and what we practice and what we walk towards will become us. Nobody has the ability to tell you your future. Nobody knows your purpose. Therefore, if they're telling you your future, they're full of something that sounds like BS. Thank you all for coming here. I want to thank all my new listeners, longtime listeners, and people from all around the world who are listening to this program today. Thank you for being a part of Barrington Awaken. Thank you all, and welcome home. I tapped on a little bit about what people call black magic, voodoo, casting a spell, obia, guzu. It's all the same thing. They're not real. Or reading your cards. These, and especially the fortune tellers who wants to read your palm and tell you everything that's going to happen to you in life, good. Usually they tell you the good, or the relationship that you're working on. A lot of us call and ask, how will it turn out? Well, it's not possible for them to know. Therefore, you have to believe that what they're selling you is just what they're selling you. And it doesn't have the truth. It's not the absolute truth, because again, nobody knows your absolute truth. The black magic, the cards, the whatever you want to call it, it's made up. And usually all these people who are trying to tell you or pretending they know what's ahead for you, they're asking you for money, a fee, a favor, something. They are conning you. They are telling you how to get money to them, usually from you. Maybe it's favor, maybe it's money, I don't know. Something, but it's made up. The black magic that everyone speaks of. You see it on TV, we show it in the commercials, we show it in cartoons, it's everywhere, but it is made up. If you believe it, it will happen. You will bring it yourself. You will will it to you. If you believe somebody can curse you or put a spell on you, they probably will say the words and you carry it out, meaning you've accepted what they've said, you believed it, and therefore you bring that negativity or whatever it is towards you. It could work out for you in a positive way if they're telling you that you are going to be very successful and you believe it and you act accordingly and move towards success. It will happen. It had nothing to do with them. They told you a story and you believe it. Therefore, everything is within your own mind. You've created where you are today. You can also create where you want to be tomorrow, simply by changing the way you see things or changing your thoughts. But we want to talk specifically about people who are telling you they've got the abilities, the psychic powers, the magic to cast a spell or to get rid of people from your lives or improve. They don't. They are making that up. And they're leaning on you because they're trying to take your money from you or something from you. They want something from you. Therefore, they give you this story. I said earlier, if someone or people in general had that ability to see into tomorrow, it would be awesome and the world would be different. But as we all know, tomorrow never comes. Every day, tomorrow is still going to be tomorrow. But today and the now is where we live. And you want to act in the now. If you're hungry, you feed yourself now. If you're tired, you feed yourself now. If you're not healthy, you will take care of yourself now. And do not worry about the tomorrow, because we do not have the ability to see tomorrow. It is only now. And today was going to be completely different from the next day, simply because we don't have the ability to step in the same river twice. Now is all that we've got. If somebody is selling you the idea on black magic, voodoo, telling future fortune telling or reading your palm or whatever it is that they're trying to sell you, they're just trying to sell you something. It's hard for a lot of people to hear that, because most of us believe, a lot of us believe that somebody out there has this magic wand that's going to transform your life. Well, they don't, because if they did, they would call you specifically and show up and tell you what the problems were and show you or maybe guide you into rectifying them if there were problems, as opposed to them approaching you, asking you questions and then reacting to the answers that you give them. They're full of something. Remember, you're being taken advantage of or you're being conned. That stuff that's written in the newspaper, all the media outlets that you may see, it's for entertainment purposes only. If you need to be entertained that way, knock yourself out. But if you're paying for it, it may not be worth it, because the person who's giving you that talk, speech, is conning you. You need to know that. No one has the ability to see the future in tomorrow, because tomorrow does not exist. We only live in the now. I just thought I'd bring that up. So remember, it's not real unless you believe it. But if they're telling you a story and you choose to believe it because it fantasizes what you want out of life, you're leading yourself down a path. Let's hope that path is something productive and it's going to be good for you in the future, and you're helping others as you are helping yourself. Most of these people are just helping themselves to whatever is yours. Wake up. And that's why we say that all the time. Wake up. Believe. Clean the mind, and you can achieve all that you desire. A great place to start, and I said it earlier and I'm going to say it again, if it's not true, do not say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it is wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. We need to wake up. Others are trying real hard to fashion us, squeeze us into their path or their views, their ideas. Those who are preaching to you the most, they're covering up something. Find your path. Find your way. See how you can benefit yourself. If it is success that you choose, there is a direct path towards it, but it begins with changing the way you're thinking if you feel as if you're not successful at this point. Wake up is what we talk about. This is Barrington. You're listening to Barrington Awaken. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Thank you for sitting here with us or listening to the program. I hope that the messages that I put out there will render or trigger something in you to make that move for you to create success on your own. You have that ability, and it is there, and it has been there all of your human life. when we pass from this human life, because we've gotten old, broken, diseased, and we have to lay the body down, we will get a new one. Much like the cars that you may have had in the past, or vehicles or toys that doesn't serve you anymore, you put them aside because they can't perform or doesn't really perform for you the way they used to. You put them aside, you go out, you get a new one, and you start again. You feel fantastic. Well, this is what happens when you're a baby. You come into this world, brand new soul, and you are fresh and you're ready to go, and you've got everything you need for this to happen. As we develop and learn how to live as human beings in the body, other influences come and often take us off our path and sell us God. Well, they can't sell you, because you are your own creator. If you are believing a story of a higher being, the higher being is you. Do not allow other people to sway you into their own views. Tap into the source that exists for you, created by you, for you to utilize the best way to live as a human being. Wake up is what we're talking about. This is an opportunity for you to tap into yourself and know that you've got the same powers as everyone else you meet. The same ability. All that may be missing is the desire to accomplish that. If this is what you truly want, success or anything, the desire, the tool, the ability is within you. Wake up. This is what we talk about. Have we got any emails out there, Mr.
We do have some emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in around the world, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to get on board and you have a comment, a thought, or a question for Barrington, it's very simple to contact us. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And let's take a look here. Bray, a unique name, B-R-A-Y, Bray said, Barrington, no matter what you do, don't get Rogers for a sponsor. Oh, Bray, you're a funny guy. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't think that's coming anytime soon, but okay, thank you. Connie wrote in. She says, I'm hot and cold on reincarnation, and when I listen to your show, when you say we come back with a different body, etc., I never know what to believe about that. I'm not sure I believe in actual reincarnation. And that's from Connie. Okay, thank you, Connie. Mike said he's a first-time listener from, let's see here, Halifax, Nova Scotia. You are very inspiring. And that's from Mike. Thank you, Mike, for tuning in. Let's see here. Fernando says, Barrington, I love the fact that you told off that guy who tried to get money from you going into a store. There are so many con artists that try to do these things that prey on people. Thank you for that. A lot of people would not have done that. That's from Fernando. And let's see here. Last one here. Paula says, she says, so many people are con artists, con jobs, etc., especially when they want to tell you something that you're worried about. They think they can read your mind or do this or do that. Thanks a lot for putting people in their place. And that's from Paula. And let me just double check. And back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for that. Let me start here going to Paula. Yeah. Well, thank you, Paula. Yes, you're right. Everybody out there's got a con that they're running. Not everybody, a lot of people. And they're trying to prey on you. And if they could see there's something about you, you maybe, you know, a worried look on your face, they will pick and poke until they get to it. And then they hammer home and they lean on that that you're worried about. And you believe it because you were thinking it. And somehow you've transferred this information to them and they're using it to their advantage to con you. Yes, there's quite a bit of con artist out there. I don't know why. I always thought the effort you put into conning people, you could put the same effort into helping yourself. Because there's something wrong with you when you choose to go out and take advantage of somebody else. So fix that before you attempt to fix me or anybody else. Fix you. Come to me perfect, and then you won't come to me, period, simply because you've accepted the fact that the con is not the right thing to do. And it's very sad. And, you know, going back on the topic of conning people, these, a lot of people are being called in their cell phones and they're told that their social insurance numbers are not working properly, or they've been compromised, or your bank account is being attacked, or they just go at you because they're picking at you to find out what it is that you're most afraid of. And boom, they've got you in their clutches and they won't let you go until some money has been released. The best thing to do is to tell them to stick it. And I truly believe that. So if you know what that word means. Anyway, so yeah, they're conning you. They're trying to take advantage of you, and they're playing on you because you're probably weak. If you're ill, some guy's going to fake telling you how he can fix it. And if you're, you know, if you're worried about money, they're telling you how to get more by giving them some. I don't understand that concept. But yeah, be careful. There's a lot of people out there trying to take advantage of you. And I say there's not a week that goes by where I don't get a phone call on my business phone that tells me something is wrong and I need to pay them to fix it. That's the bottom line. Something is wrong and I need to pay them to fix it. And they don't have a clue. I could go very specific and say they always speak with a very strong accent from some foreign country. And I'm not trying to be ignorant by that, but that's been my experience. And they're selling you vacation packages. And all they're trying to do is to get money from you, usually asking you for a credit card, or some of them are bold enough to ask you for a bank account number. Remember, the big providers are the big people that you deal with who are legit. They know well enough not to call you and ask you for personal information over the telephone. They're a little bit more professional and they're running a business. Therefore, the next time somebody's calling you and they're trying to convince you to give them their credit card, please tell them to stick it again. And you have to know that. If it was real, they will send you a letter and then you could respond to it, or they may have an office that you could walk into or a space. But remember, there's a lot of people out there trying to take advantage of you, and it really boils my blood, especially when they attack the elderly who doesn't understand or may have forgotten certain things, and they hammer home and con them. These con men, there should be, there isn't, but there should be a hell so we can send them there and we watch and see what happens. But yeah, if they're going to tell you anything, or if they're going to sell you something, please be mindful, because they're just selling you fake hope. Remember that. So thank you very much for that, Paula. And I know I went a little bit far on that one, but yeah, it's a personal thing because it happens to me every day. Not every day, but there's not a week that go by that I don't get a phone call from somebody trying to sell me something. They even call me and tell me that my vacation package is awesome. They're going to upgrade it for me when I don't even have one. Or your social insurance number in Canada here has been canceled or suspended. Well, that's not even possible. So you have to know what they're trying to sell you. And you, again, you tell them to go to stick it. Yeah, that's what they need to do. So thank you very much for that. Fernando, yeah, the money thing and the guy in the parking lot, that's just a day. I'm going grocery shopping. I want to be left alone, but he's coming up to revolutionize my life by taking money away from me and trying to save me. So yeah, I was not happy with that. And there's days where they catch me and I laugh, and other days they just happen to rub me the wrong way. But yeah, if you are taking advantage of somebody else, another person, another human being, you're disgusting, man. Stop doing that, because that's not the way it should be. You should be helping. There's this thing we need to practice called servitude, and it's where we try to help each other, not help yourself with each other's money, other people's money. That's the problem, and that's one of my pet peeves, but I try not to swing on it. But if you're listening and you know this, be very careful. There's a lot of people out there trying to con you. They're selling you BS in a bag. Please do not buy it. If you want to know and understand people a lot, if you have some free time, you could study people's behavior, a bit of psychology, and you can always look at them and know that they're full of shit. And that will help you. But if you can't see them and they're over the telephone, then it's going to be a little bit harder, but be very mindful. You know, just say, let me give me a number so I can call you back. And usually they don't have one for you. And they're just trying to get you to hurry up and give them money over the phone. That's a bad thing to do. Thank you very much for that, Fernando. Mike, thank you for joining us from the East Coast. I appreciate that. We're in Toronto, Ontario. We broadcast from Southern Ontario, if you want to say it that way. Thank you for loving the show. You find it inspiring. We're trying to get people on point to get into the journey to find out the best way for them to live their lives. And we encourage them to wake up and realize that what you've been told by your ancestors is just peer pressures from your ancestors. So you may have to look at it knowing full well we're in a new world and our lives have changed and it is changing. Therefore, if you're connected to the spiritual existence of life, nature's way of our guide to get us through life, you will find it and it'll be a lot easier for you to navigate your way through. And of course, you won't be conned as often. Tap into spirituality is what we talk about a lot, and it'll show you the way. You get your directions, your divine directions, from nature's way. And that's how it was intended to be. We are spiritually connected to all that there is, to the great wave of life. And if you just follow the instructions and be a part of it, allow yourself and practice on meditating to empty out the thoughts that's not relevant or productive for you, and you slow them down and you will open yourself up to the universe that gives you the answers to every question. And do remember, if there is a question, there's got to be an answer. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the show. Connie. Oh, we talk a lot about reincarnation, rebirth, restart, you know, do-over, all of these things. Well, it is true. Wherever a tree falls, a new one will grow. There's your proof right there. We will, and I understand, and you clearly stated that you're not sure about it. So there's a very, very clear way to find out if this is truth. If you practice your meditation, if you become more spiritually alert, if you become more awake, you will learn how life works. You will, the message, the information, everything you want is there in the package for you to sit and listen to what I say. It's very hard to convince others of this, what about spiritual life and spiritual existence. Is very hard, especially if you've spent the entire life from birth and maybe even before birth listening to another method, that there's an up there, there's a down there, and when you're done, that's it. When you're dead, it's over with. And you believe this, and I said earlier that we convince ourselves that this is the truth, the whole truth, the absolute truth. But what if it isn't? For you who are a little bit unsure of the rebirth, the reincarnation, the start over, rejuvenation, you can research this simply by allowing yourself to open up to a spiritual way of life. It will reveal itself to you. The answers are all there and they're within you. However, you may have to empty out your cup a little bit and refill it with an open concept of understanding that there's more to life than we see and that we feel and that we hear. There's a lot more. The spiritual guides are always there. I will not sell religion because spirituality is not religion. I'm selling a way of life. I am fully convinced that we were told to believe a story, and the majority of us believe it. It has become truth. We sacrifice our entire existence to follow a path that leads nowhere because there is no up there or down there. It's just here. The up there or the down there is within you, and you may choose which one you want to take, which road you want to walk on. However, the only thing I can offer you that none of these other religious groups can offer you is this simple fact that you have the ability within you to find the truth. You have the ability within you to open yourself up to spirituality and get the answers for yourself. Not to throw away what you've been told for generations, but just to open up to see if it's true or not. Some of these groups tell you that sorcery, which doesn't exist, witchcraft or black magic, which doesn't exist. Well, if they're telling you that if you step out of this realm of belief, you're dealing with the devil. Well, he doesn't exist. None of the black magic exists. None of the voodoo exists. But your leader may suggest if you want to venture into understanding, want to venture into waking up, want to venture into becoming wise, then that's wrong. Well, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. If I want to be educated, it's wrong. And the leaders are telling me this. Wake up and get your own answers. The path along the spiritual journey will reveal all the answers and expose to you the absolute truth. And a great part of exposing to you the absolute truth is by reducing or eliminating what is considered untruth. You can make that decision for yourself. Reincarnation is real. Wherever the tree falls, another one will grow. And if it didn't, it would have a very bald-looking planet. But we don't. Everything works in a cycle. And when this life is over, another one begins. When that tree falls, another one grows. And this is how life continues. For you to get a true understanding of what life should all be about, you need to reconnect or connect. You are connected. You are never disconnected, but reintroduce yourself to learning more, as much as you can, about a spiritual journey through life. All rivers leads to the ocean. Whatever you're believing right now, there is a truth. There is an absolute truth. The journey into spiritual realization brings you to the absolute truth. I knew you were making a joke there, Bray, about the Rogers thing. Yeah, it was bad. It happened. It was very bad. And a lot of people are upset. The younger generation, I guess they don't use cash at all. And they were running to the ATM machine. And for those who are not familiar with it, we had a Rogers is our internet provider where I live across Canada and the entire country was feeling the effects on Friday, where the system was completely down in some cases. Mine was, my cell phone, my Wi-Fi, my office, everything was just at a standstill. So I took some time off and had a good breakfast. That's what I did. But yeah, it was, I know you were making a joke, but things do happen. Life happens. And we've recovered from it. Thank goodness it's only a day or so for most people, and we're hopefully back up and we'll stay this way. But thanks for that, and I appreciate the fact that you were making a joke. Anyway, so we've just gone through and talked a little bit, a lot about, well, it ties into conning, and it also goes into other religion people telling you if you step out of this one, it's going to be very bad for you. A lot of bad things are going to happen. You're going to end up in the down there. I used to say the H-E double hockey stick place, but or we could say hell. I don't have a problem with that. But I refer to it as the up there and the down there, as opposed to like the heavens and that hell place. However, they tell you if you walk away from what you believe, you'll end up in one of these bad places. And if you stay here and follow these rules, you'll end up in the good place. But I disagree strongly, because there is no up there or down there. It's in there, in your mind. That's where it all exists. If they're telling you to be afraid of something that's not real, it makes no sense that you're afraid if it's not real. If it's not real, you can't fear it, and you're consciously aware of the fact that it's not real. At least you are now. It doesn't exist, so you can't be afraid of it. It doesn't exist. You cannot be afraid of it. It's not real. You know it's not real. So if somebody's telling you, follow me or else these bad things are going to happen, well, the bad things that they're talking about is not real. Accidents happen. They do. Car accidents happen all the time. A tree falls in a house occasionally, and these things happen. These are just the natural occurrence of just being here. There's not much we could do about it. The more cars you have on the road, the more accidents you're likely to have because people make mistakes, or the roads are bad, or the car malfunctions, you know. These things happen. But to have a specific agenda to tell me that if I don't follow your rules, I'm going to burn in hell? Come on. Seriously? Do you believe that? Because you've told that story so many times, a lot of people are believing it. And because of that, they live a life in fear. Most often afraid to leave what is considered the good path to go on to, obviously, what's the bad path. And they live their entire life in this box, giving up on life itself because they haven't explored all that they can. Because they're afraid and they followed the rules that were laid out by some others. If you are that person who's afraid, I think this is the best method for you. Learn the truth. You may be living your life afraid. You are living your life afraid of something that is not real. Wake up, is what I would say. You're listening to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being a part of the show. If you want to contact us, we do have an email, awaken1308@gmail.com. I appreciate all of those who have sent out emails in the past and asked questions. I try my best to get back to them as often as I could. Of course, I couldn't do it on Friday, but I will answer as best as I can and do attend to the fact that you've taken some time to send an email. I do hold you the respect of returning them, but give me some time. It takes a little bit of time to adjust everything. You could check out our website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com, just as it sounds. You could see all our images there, our stories, YouTube as well. If you want to, it will link you to that so you could see some of the videos that we've posted. You'll enjoy some of the questions that were asked in the past, and we've answered them and made a video of it, and you could be just answering all your questions. One of the most common things I get a lot is spirituality a religion? Spirituality is real. That's all I'm going to say about that. So it's not a religion because it's real. My idea on this is I want you to wake up and just realize that, you know, we're living a peer pressure from our ancestors in a lot of the cases, but in the true sense of everything is you have the ability, and it's on you to open your eyes, wake up. Awaken an Ascension Guide. Ascension Guide is a book that was written by Barrington. I hope you will enjoy it. Align yourself to your true purpose. It's available to you at Amazon.com. I don't talk about it much anymore because I keep forgetting. However, it is there. It's good read. It just talks a lot about how to get yourself on a path of correcting the things that you see as wrong. Not other people, just you see that is wrong within yourself. And be mindful that if you see somebody who's not doing what you're doing, please don't label it as wrong. We always say that person is messing up, or that person is doing something bad, or that is horrible. We always say that, but we don't know their purpose. And basically what we're trying to do is to convince them to come live the way we're living and, you know, get off the drugs or pay attention or get a job. Or we're trying to convince them to come and live the way we're living. And that is wrong. That's egoic. Their path is their path, and you have no way of knowing what their intentions are. So let's not judge or label. Do you? Have we got any more emails there, sir?
We actually have two emails that are similar. They talk about the same thing. Oscar says, I'm not so sure. I don't believe there's an afterlife or no heaven or hell. How do you justify what you teach? That's from Oscar. And Heidi says, I'd rather believe and find out there isn't than not believe and find out there is when we die. So I'm assuming they're both talking about a heaven and or hell. That's from Oscar and Heidi, and back to you.
Okay, so thank you very much, Heather. And sorry, Heidi and Oscar. I can answer both of those, actually, with just the same answer. How do I justify this? You are able to tap into the source and walk the path yourself and touch it because it becomes tangible. You can research it on your own by allowing yourself to follow the guidance of the way nature intended us to live. You have this ability within you, all of us. You don't feel, Heidi, you say you'd rather believe. I understand that concept very well. It's best to be prepared for a situation and not have it, as opposed to have a situation that you're not prepared for. That is absolutely perfect, and we teach this to our children all the time. Be prepared for the situation so you go out and get yourself. But if the situation's not real and you can prove that the situation's not real, then there'll be no need to prep yourself for something that is not real. Going back, flipping back and forth to Oscar, how do you justify it? You can tap into this source and find that answer for yourself. Try that with any other of the organized groups. And this is not an organized group. This is reality. This is spirituality. This is the way of life. This is nature's guide to our existence. This is way nature intended us to live. The ocean, you can't say, because you haven't been there, you can't say it's not real. You can say I haven't experienced it because I live inland and I've never seen it. I've heard great stories about it, or, you know, you may have seen it on TV. But if you walk far enough in any direction, you will encounter it. I hope that makes sense to you. Just because you haven't seen the ocean isn't saying it doesn't exist. But I'm telling you, pick a direction and start walking. You will crash into one of them eventually. Therefore, it's real. I said this last week. Just because you're not seeing the sunshine because of all the clouds isn't saying the sun is not there. There's a lot of people a few years ago were saying the earth was flat. Well, they said that many, many, many years ago until they start to explore. But now we've gotten to a realization that it's not flat. But a few years ago, there's a pop-up everywhere that the earth is flat. I still hear little bits and pieces about the earth being flat. They believe it. To them, it's real. But to the rest of us who's got clear thinking and we're half decent in our abilities to imagine things, we know that their theory is not accurate. Heidi? And Heather, Heidi and Oscar, you're talking about the same thing. And you want to be prepared just in case it's real. That is a great philosophy in life. I appreciate that because I use it a lot with the children. Now I say to you that you can prove if it's there. Pick a direction and start walking. You will crash into the ocean somewhere. Therefore, if you haven't seen it, you know it's there. Tap into your spiritual existence, tap into your spirituality, learn what it's there. Learn, you will feel. The gut feeling will start to take effect because if you exercise that ability, if you exercise that muscle, you will feel it. Pick a direction and walk any direction you want to or drive, and you will eventually run into an ocean somewhere. It is real. Spirituality, it is real. Reincarnation is what we do. Preparing myself just in case, sounds like a fantastic idea. I support that. This particular journey, I don't want to spend the entire life of this existence hoping that there is a great place at the end of the journey, because the journey never ends. You lay the body down that we've talked about because it's gotten too old and broken or probably diseased, or you've had an accident. You lay the body down, you get a new one, and you continue. It's very simple. Hard to understand because you were told something else. If you want to know if what I'm saying is truth versus what you may have been told, and you want to know which is the truth, well, just open yourself to the possibility of allowing the spirits to come within you, the guidance, the instinctive response that you should have gotten from nature, but refuse to follow it or listen to it. Wake up. Open your eyes. Believe what you believe, but open the eyes and take a peek at something else. You will follow this journey. It will lead somewhere. And it is the only, and Oscar mentioned the word teaching. I never really see myself as teaching this. I am just opening a door for you. I'm opening the door. So if it is, you're considering this what I'm teaching, I am saying open the door, tap into it a little bit, check it out. If it's not for you, then you could call me up one day and say you've been lying to me, which I know will not happen, because once you've tapped into spirituality, you found a journey, a path, a way through life, you will see. And the only way you will know the truth is to get rid of what is not true. You cannot be afraid of something that's not real. And I don't care how well you've packed it into yourself as it is real. It is so real. It's almost tangible. You react to it. Your body reacts to it. Everything. And you freak out. But don't you want to know if the fear is real? Open yourself up to spirituality, where courage, bravery, and understanding, wisdom comes into your path. Wake up is what we talk about. Thank you very much both for the email. I appreciate them. They were entertaining. I hope I answered the question as best of my ability. I hope I didn't confuse you anymore with it. And if you are a little bit confused by anything that I've always said, take a step back, relax, allow the brain to slow down, and try to minimize the amount of thoughts that go flying through your head all the time, and just allow minimal amount or none, if possible. Now you're meditating. And when you're doing that, you're connecting yourself to the spiritual existence of life. I appreciate everybody calling in, emailing and sending the information. I appreciate all of this ideas. I hope that what I say to you, to our new listener out there, Mike, thank you for joining us and finding it inspiring. And all Bray, everybody who has a comment to make today, I thank you for this. We're spiritually connected in the same source. We're all the same. We're gathered. We're shackled together, if you want to call it that way. We're an individual mind, but we're definitely a single body. We're all the same. We're one family. When you think about it, we're from the human race, family, and we get along the way we should if we do what we're supposed to do, which is following the path of spiritual guidance, allowing this to be a part of you. So thank you, everybody. Before I go out, we have a couple of minutes left. I want to say, remember to take care of number one, which is you. Top priority, high shelf. You are the one that's going to make the difference. And you need to be able to bring that forward. If you've got something of greatness to offer the entire world, you're cheating us by not doing it. It is a duty or a purpose of yours to make sure that this greatness gets delivered. And you are capable of doing it simply because you are a part of the human race. You are part of the one family. I just encourage you to wake up. Do not allow another to bring you down. If somebody is spewing what I call verbal diarrhea to you by putting you down, making you feel bad about yourself, criticizing you, comparing themselves to you, just give them a smile simply because you know they're hurting and they're just making you, punching you so they could feel better. That is something wrong with them. Thank you, everybody. We had a great show today. Thank you for being a part of it. And hopefully, at the end of this week, we'll have something greater to talk about or great to speak about. And take your time to meditate and enjoy life.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.